driven transport with two cubicles for two prisoners. Footnote. As I explained in Volume 1 of these diaries, there are four categories of prisoner, A, B, C, D. ACAT are violent and dangerous prisoners, with the possible resources, i.e. money, to escape. BCAT are violent and dangerous, but not always murderers. They might be in for GBH, ABH, manslaughter or rape, or have already served 5 years in an ACAT. In CCATs, the vast majority are repeat offenders or convicted of a serious non-violent crime, i.e. drug dealing. DCATs are usually for first offenders with no history of violence, who are likely to conform to the system, as they wish to return to society as quickly as possible. End of footnote. I remain locked in for 15 minutes, awaiting the arrival of a second prisoner. I hear him talking, but can't see him. Is he also going to Wayland? At last the great electric gates of Belmarsh slide open, and we begin our journey east. My temporary moving residence is a compartment 4 feet by 3 with a plastic seat. I feel nauseous within 10 minutes and am covered in sweat within 15. The journey to Wayland Prison in Norfolk takes just over 3 hours. As I peer through my tiny window, I recognise the occasional familiar landmark on the Cambridge leg of the trip. Once the university city is behind us, I have to satisfy myself with a glimpse at signposts whenever we slow down at roundabouts to pinpoint where we are. Newmarket, Bury St. Edmunds, Thetford. So, for this particular period of my life, that very special Lady Gillian Shepherd will be my Member of Parliament. The roads become narrower and the trees taller the further east we travel. When we finally arrive at Wayland, it couldn't be in starker contrast to the entrance of Belmarsh, with its foreboding high walls and electric gates, and, most pleasing of all, not a member of the press in sight. We drive into the yard and come to a halt outside the reception area. I sense immediately a different atmosphere and a more casual approach by prison officers. But then their daily tariff is not gangland murderers, IRA terrorists, rapists and drug barons. The first officer I meet as I walk into reception is Mr. Knowles. Once he has completed the paperwork, he signs me over to a Mr. Brown, as if I were a registered parcel. Once again, I am strip-searched before the officer empties my HMP Belmarsh plastic bag onto the counter and rummages through my possessions. He removes my dressing gown, the two large blue towels William had so thoughtfully supplied, and a blue tracksuit. He informs me that they will be returned to me as soon as I am enhanced. Footnote. Every prisoner begins life as standard, and then, according to his behaviour, moves up or down. There are 3 levels of status: basic, standard, and enhanced, and in some prisons, super-enhanced. Enhanced prisoners are afforded extra privileges. They are allowed to wear their own clothes, have longer periods out of their cell, have 2 extra visits per month, and another £5 a week added to their weekly canteen account. So it's well worth becoming enhanced as quickly as possible. End of footnote. How long will that take? I ask. Usually about 3 months, he replies casually, as if it were a few grains of sand passing through an hourglass. I don't think I'll mention to Mr. Brown that I'm hoping to be moved within a few days, once the police inquiry into Baroness Nicholson's complaint concerning the Simple Truth appeal has been seen for what it is. Footnote. The Baroness Nicholson had written to Scotland Yard, asking them to make a full inquiry into what had happened to the £57 million raised for the Kurds by the Simple Truth campaign, which I spearheaded in 1991. This resulted in my being moved to a CCAT closed prison from Belmarsh, rather than a DCAT open prison as originally planned. She had insinuated that not all the money had reached the Kurds, hinting that some of it may have ended up in my pocket. My DCAT status will be reinstated once the inquiry has been completed. This must be the first example in British legal history of someone being presumed guilty and sentenced even before being interviewed by the police. End of footnote. Mr. Brown then places my beige slacks and blue shirt on one side, explaining that I won't get those back until I've been released or transferred. He replaces them with a striped blue prison shirt and a pair of jeans. After signing over my personal possessions, my photograph is taken, holding up a little blackboard with the chalk letters FF82.